Tuesday of Holy Week. And the Church on this day gives us for our meditation and our edification and education very wonderful readings. The first lesson from the prophet Jeremiah, St. Jeremiah's, who is a prediction in himself, in his very person, of the sufferings of Christ. Jeremiah himself would be put to death, but not before being tortured in different ways. And then, of course, on this day, the Church gives us for our meditation the Gospel, the Passion from the Gospel of St. Mark, St. John Mark. And it was he who wrote this, and that is why he's the only one that mentions of himself. He was the young man who was caught in the garden, and all he had was a blanket on, and they pulled it off, and he ran off naked. So he is the one. No one else mentions it. Nevertheless, he was to be one of the four evangelists. He had a great talent for writing and a great gift. And he was one of the cousins of Jesus, which of course many of the people in the Gospels that we mention and that we talk about are cousins of Jesus. St. John Mark, the son of St. Joseph of Cleophas and St. Mary of Cleophas. And thus we visit with him the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we give thanks to God for all the suffering, the humiliations, and the horrible treatment that he received from those who should be worshiping him, the Son of God, who became man for our salvation. During this week, then, it is very, very propitious for us to meditate on the different Gospels and on the passions that are related there by the evangelists. For these are the works of our salvation. And today, we have read the Gospel, the Passion of St. Mark. Tomorrow, we shall read another one. Every day this week, the Church wishes for us to be filled with the very important knowledge of that which we owe to Christ. For this is the price of our salvation, the passion, the suffering, and the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. In nomine Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.